You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Xena, and I'm telling you, you better be listening to 95BFM.
Thank you. sister.
Vanessa Worm with Lost Memories there. That's from the incredible album Mosaics, which Vanessa is going to be celebrating in Tamaki Makaurau this weekend at Big Fan. Kia ora, Vanessa. How are you this morning?
Kia ora. I'm well, thank you.
It's so nice to chat with you. Congratulations on this album. I've been thrashing it. I think it's such a beautiful, complicated, interesting record. What was the process like for you in writing and recording this one? Because I know your last album we spoke about was very much a product of being stuck at home, lockdown type of a time. What was the context for Mosaics?
Well, so the last album, I was at home, but it wasn't lockdown. It was before COVID had happened.
Oh, true, right.
Yeah, but it came out during COVID, so the timeliness was of it was quite good because I just happened to be at home anyway. But this one was also isolation, but it was during the 2021 to 2022 summer, and I just came down to Invercargill, my family home, after a breakup, in fact. And it was just... It was sort of me rediscovering, I don't know, myself, what I maybe want moving forward, trying things out that was not so club heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at new ways to sort of make music and different sort of sounds and just sort of expressing whatever I was contemplating at the time. So the confusion is real as well, because I didn't really know where I was. I didn't really know what I was up to or... where I was headed or anything, so it was definitely me sort of like going through all those different questions and stuff that we were asking ourselves the last couple of years.
Yeah, totally. I think that, I mean, the title kind of encapsulates that, doesn't it? Mosaics. But also there is something about the sounds on this record that that go sort of back and forth in that kind of way that it feels like a very internal conversation you're having with yourself. Do you sort of let things come out a bit freeform when you're writing or experimenting? What does it actually look like when you sit down to create a track, Vanessa?
It's very freeform. So every single one of those tracks, they're so unique to each other because it is freeform.
Mm.
Vocally, I think every single track, no lyrics were pre-written, but it was just spur of the moment, and the lyrics would come out kind of start to finish. I'd relayer. Each track had its own sort of process on Ableton as well, whether I was doing it in a linear sense or whether it was from loops first or whether it was from the comfort of my bed or whether it was from the garden, because I spent a lot of time in the garden and could have an extension cable, or whether it was from the desk, and whatever sort of emotion I was sort of going through had a massive role in how that would happen. But yeah, real freeform entirely.
I think the bed is interesting because the last time I saw you play, Vanessa, you had a bed on the stage with you at the Hollywood Avondale, and I think you must have done maybe Lost Memories, or you did, I think, some new stuff during that performance that felt like a real departure from the sounds we've heard from you before, obviously carrying through those kind of core vibes and themes that are kind of just integral to what your music sounds like. But it was quite an interesting moment to be in a room full of people experiencing that. What was the idea for bringing that kind of almost theatrical stage prop into your live performance?
Well, I hadn't performed in, oh goodness, ages, like probably at least a year or something. So I think I did that for a sense of comfort and safety, because that's where I created the music, was in the bedroom. So that was a massive reason for it, just to feel comfortable up there. So still...
Oh, just lost Vanessa. I'm hoping that the internet gods will bring her back in a second. Otherwise, we'll dive into one of Vanessa's songs and give her a call on the phone. Might be... Oh, no. She's back.
No, we're back.
We're back.
Back.
Yay. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, sense of comfort and to sort of bring my environment to the stage.
Yeah, cool. That's such an interesting thing to do. I feel like props can be, for people, a comforting thing, or they can be quite like a freaky thing. They can bring you into a new space. I think for the audience, it was almost confronting having that there, because that's such an unusual thing to see in a club setting or a gig setting. It set a really cool tone for that event. And I wondered a wee bit more about talking about the spaces you were kind of interrogating these ideas from. Do you feel like listening back to Mosaics now, it sounds to you like a particular type of place or type of time?
Yeah, them big time diary entries for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've got people outside. Because I wasn't journaling much.
Right.
So that they are my, that, you know, for the rest of my life, I'll listen to those songs and be taken back to that period of my life.
I feel like you've got a really lucky skill though, Vanessa, in that you can write those songs, and as a listener, we can hear them and get an inkling of maybe some of the feelings or the ideas you're working through. But it does kind of feel like your own language. So there's not that, while there's a big sense of vulnerability in these tracks, it's not like we are reading your diary. It's kind of like we're getting to read your diary in maybe a different language or something. Does that make any sense to you, what I'm trying to say?
It does, and the song's meanings evolve for me as well, so yep. They're not straightforward saying this is what this is about and this is the feeling, because they develop with time as well, but they do hold the core essence of what it was really about.
So these tracks have been out for a couple of months now, and as you said, recorded about a year ago. What does it feel like listening to and re-performing these songs for you now, given that they are evolving and changing and you are sort of, I guess, moving through the emotions and the processes that inspired this music in the first place?
It's been phenomenal. From starting with first performing them at the Hollywood Avondale, which is about over a year now, I'd say, maybe not even that long actually, but with going to Melbourne, playing them in a bunch of different environments, and then now getting to do them with the band, witnessing my own development and my own confidence in sharing these feelings, and how do I articulate it? They've aided me in my own growth.
Yeah.
So I'm in a position now where I feel nothing but pure, just like joy performing them, whereas initially there was a lot of uncomfortable feelings with sharing that side of myself to people.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. Tell us a bit about who your band is, Vanessa, because I feel like that's a totally new space to see you performing in, at least for New Zealand audiences. Who have you got up there with you, and what's the kind of vibe of the band that you've created?
I've got Mitchell Innes on the drums, who is a friend of mine from Dunedin, who lives in Auckland. He's played in a bunch of bands. Pretty sure he's played with Kane Strang before, pretty sure he's played for Offens, jazz bands in Dunedin. There's definitely lots more. And then the bass player is Leith. Forgot his last name.
Towers?
Leith Towers, singer of Ringlets, and he's on the bass. So Mitch and Leith.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. Does it feel nice to have people up on the stage with you? Because that's a new mode for you.
Yes, it changes everything. Oh, goodness, it's great. I love it.
I can't wait to see it. You are performing this weekend, celebrating Mosaics at Big Fan in Morningside. This is going to be a pretty special show. I think people should rush and grab tickets before they all disappear. Vanessa, thank you so much for chatting with us this morning. Your album, if people haven't got it already, is up on Bandcamp and all the usual places as well. We're going to listen to the track Devil's Game. Have you got any insight into this song for us? You can sort of go as deep or as surface as feels right for talking about it. But this is a track that I keep coming back to on the record.
I love this one. This one, I wanted to incorporate a bit of a theatre thing, which goes back to the Hollywood Avondale.
Mm-hmm.
But this one's definitely about different questions and confusion and not really knowing which way to go. People's opinions, trying to figure out my own, and just really honing in on what feels good for me and what feels right and undoing a bit of this confusion.
Totally. Well, Vanessa, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Have a fantastic rest of your day, and we'll catch you at Big Fan on the weekend.
Gorgeous. Thank you.
See ya.
Bye.
Hello there, I'm John Peel, and you're listening to The Devil's Music.
Vanessa Worm with Devil's Game. That's from the incredible album Mosaics, which is out now on all the usual places and is being celebrated this weekend by Vanessa and her new band, which is very cool, at Big Fan in Morningside on Saturday night. You can grab tickets from Under the Radar. Do not miss out on that. It's going to be a very special show indeed.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.